There's been big fun for people who like sandwich cookies and fierce little pocket monsters. I'm talking, of course, about Pokemon Oreos.
New Pokemon-themed Oreo cookies. Bulbasaur. Charmander.
Squirtle!
No, you don't!
I got Mew in the first pack ever.
Update on that. I was having a midnight snack, and in the same package, there was another freaking Mew.
Another freaking Mew, dude? No way! Those were some very excited Pokemon fans sharing their reactions to the new limited edition Oreo cookies that hit shelves about 2 weeks ago. Instead of the usual Oreo design, these sport 16 beloved Pokemon characters, and they are a hit despite the request from striking Nabisco workers that the public avoid buying the company's products until their labor dispute is resolved.
Workers were striking against overtime rules and work conditions, and they weren't getting paid enough.
That's Dennis Lee, food writer at The Takeout. The strike ended last week. It did not appear to have affected consumer enthusiasm for snackable Pikachus, Jigglypuffs, and Charmanders.
I just looked, as in a few minutes ago, and found out that some of the cookies are being sold for $1,000. And this is an individual cookie.
That's right, $1,000 for just one perishable cookie. It's Mew. Mew is one of a kind. Pokemon fans know that, but if you don't know Pokemon, it's a massive global franchise that originated in Japan back in the 1990s. There are collectible cards, TV shows, movies, video games. The list goes on and on.
The thing about Pokemon is that it was designed for people to just go collector crazy. So you've got some characters that are really hard to capture, and the scarcity is what really drives up the prices.
But Dennis Lee points out that collecting Oreos isn't exactly the same thing as collecting, let's say, old baseball cards.
You've got all these packages going out, and if you hang on to it as a collector, hopefully your investment goes up. But after 20 years, 30 years, or however long you're planning on holding these cookies, they're still cookies. So in my mind, they're probably going to get all nasty inside the package.
How long do Oreos last? Some say 2 weeks past their best buy date. Some others say longer, depending on how you store them. Pop them in the freezer. Maybe you can get 8 months. But years?
I don't know how you would store an Oreo for that long. That's the thing about edible collectibles. Who knows, your cat could go and start chewing on it, because our cats probably would.
So if you do choose to join the masses in your hunt for these limited edition Pokemon cookies, just remember, you gotta catch 'em all.